Guys, we have a terrible decision that just came down in the Second Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. It's not a good one. It's the Antonyuk case. It's Gun Owners of America's lawsuit against Kathy Hochul and the Concealed Carry Improvement Act, the CCIA. It's Antonyuk v. Negrelli is the case. And how did we get where we are and where do we go from here? Because the case isn't over yet. However, this case, I think, just made a big, big mistake. Stay with me. Let's try to hash this one out. Before I jump into it, I want to thank the sponsor of this video. That's Ammo Squared. Guys and gals, Ammo Squared is a budget-friendly way to make a stockpile of ammunition. It's customizable to your budget, so you can buy as little as a few dollars a month and let it grow over time, or buy a whole bunch all at once so you have it when you need it. It is truly an automated set-it-and-forget-it ammo purchasing program. You pick your calibers, you set your budget, you select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up over time and is delivered automatically to you when you want it. Think of it as an ammo savings account. And with all of the things we're gonna be experiencing with ammunition during this election cycle, it's probably a good way to start building your stockpiles. No minimum to buy, no memberships are needed, no extra fees. Head on over to Ammo Squared and start building up your ammo in a way that best fits your budget. Thanks to Ammo Squared for sponsoring this video. All right, let's get into this. How did we get where we are? Well, we know that the Supreme Court in 2022, June, they rendered their decision in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin decision. And in that, they smacked New York all over the place because New York was saying people basically don't have the right to have concealed carry permits. They can't have a gun. They can't have the Second Amendment, right? So Supreme Court killed them by saying text, history, tradition. If your laws, government, don't pass the smell test with the text, the history, and the tradition of firearm regulation at or about the time of the adoption of the Second Amendment in 1791, then piss off, it's unconstitutional. Well, Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, as fast as she could, she did a press conference and said that the court had made a terrible decision, she called them all kinds of names. And they passed in record time this Concealed Carry Improvement Act. It didn't improve anything other than improved their tyrannical stranglehold on the citizens of New York. It made just about the entire state a sensitive place, thus barring anybody from concealed carry. Now, GOA fought and sued and went to the Second Circuit. And the Second Circuit, you know, they got rid of a few things in the law, but a majority of the law was still allowed to stand. I mean, like Times Square is a giant anti-gun buffer zone. You can't protect yourself there, even though there's a lot of crime that takes place there. So GOA did a writ of certiorari to the United States Supreme Court and said, look, y'all, this is in violation of what you all have said in Bruin. Well, the court accepted that writ. It accepted the case, but they GVR'd it. What they did is they grant the certiorari, meaning we're taking the case up. They vacated the lower court ruling. The Second Circuit's ruling was tossed out, and they remanded it back, said do it again. And this time, do it in light of Rahimi. Now, Rahimi was a case which we got a ruling not too long ago on that basically says, look, you still have to do the text, history, and tradition, but it doesn't have to be a mirror of the laws that existed back in the 1790s. It had to be a historical analog that was very, very similar in scope and with that type of firearm regulation. So the Second Circuit said, all right, you know what? The Big Daddy Court kicked it back down. Let's rehear this in light of Rahimi. Oh, we just did. And we don't think Rahimi has anything to do with this case. So we're going to have the same decision made. Basically, it is a smack to the Supreme Court. It is a terribly erroneous decision. Of course, everybody who is a Second Amendment lover, user, advocate, they're all going to say the same thing. This is a terrible, terrible decision. So they are standing by the Concealed Carry Improvement Act. As of right now, it is still standing on the books. A terrible violation of the rights of our brethren in New York. However, Gun Owners of America is not stopping there. They will continue the fight. So what happens from here? That's the Second Circuit. The next step is right back to the Supreme Court. They'll have to file another writ of certiorari. It'll go to conference, and the judges will decide if they want to take the case up. And I'm willing to bet they're not going to GVR this case. They agreed to take it up once already. I bet they'll take it up and not GVR it again, and which will probably lead to a solid ruling, assuming the makeup of the United States Supreme Court does not change between now and when they take up the case, should they take up the case, and when they actually hear oral arguments. So those are key things, with the left talking about packing the Supreme Court. Running out of time to do that, but it's always on the docket, especially if they reign supreme here in this election in 11 days. So I will keep you all in the know. As soon as there's the writ of certiorari filed by GOA, I'll have it here for you. We'll talk about it, what it says, how their plan of attack is. And I know my friends over at GOA are going to keep fighting. I know Rob Olson and the crew and Steven over there, they're crushing it in the legal side of GOA. Steve Stambulia and Rob Olson, guys, are all stars. If anybody can do it, they can, and they will. And I have full faith in them. I appreciate y'all. If you love the Second Amendment, hit that subscribe button right now. Do it right now and stay up to date on everything that comes out from Guns and Gadgets. I love y'all. Be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. Don't forget to grab one of these shirts in the description and check out Ammo Square. Take care.